Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 137.
835.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I am here with Mr. Travis Baum.
Hello, everybody.
And Jeff Torney.
What up?
And today we're going to be talking about casual games that have sucked our life away for a limited period of time. But before we get into that, I'm going to go around the table and say, first, Travis, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I'm lying. I'm actually quite depressed. My wife's gone. Again, she's gone. Gosh, you know, I don't think she likes me anymore.
Please tell me she's not seeing Twilight again.
It was just a week or two ago, and it was like, I haven't seen my wife. I think she may have gotten kidnapped. I might need to call the cops. I don't know. I'm getting kind of worried here.
Is she going
to
be on the back of the
No, she's been tweeting, though. She's been tweeting, so I'm assuming she's all right or she has nice kidnappers. No, she's I told a story that she was driving to South Carolina last week and her car broke down. Well, we got the new car, and now she's driving with the new car. And now she's in South Carolina as we speak.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's meeting up some friends from high school that she hasn't seen in a while. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I've been home alone. So a lot of video game time.
That's good.
And it's been nice. It's actually been pretty nice. But before she was leaving, I was a little bit depressed. I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, wow, I can't remember the last time I was without my wife for, you know, 3 whole days. And yeah, I got home after work on the first day and I was like, wow, you know what? No, this ain't that bad. This isn't bad at all. So yeah, it's just been really low key.
How many times did you look at porn?
Only about, you know, 14 times.
That's not bad. That's okay. That's reasonable.
This is day one and a half. So yeah, I'm
that's okay.
That's fine. It's not creepy yet.
No, it's not creepy yet. You're only averaging about 10 times per day.
When you hit those Jeff numbers, though, that's when you...
that's bad.
When you start getting into the 30s a day, that's pretty bad.
So anyway, yeah, nothing special and everything. But I know things are special in the world of Jeff.
Jeff, what's up?
I don't know. I've had an okay week. I mean, I want to get into sports talk again, but I don't want to bore people. But Michael Jordan can go fuck himself this time instead of Chris Bosh.
Why? What happened?
Nothing. He backed out of a last-minute trade that would have been really good for the Raptors, but I won't get into it. Greatest player of all time, but not the greatest. Actually, to tell you the truth, he actually made a good decision because we would have fleeced them on that trade and he would have looked really bad. So, but just the fact that he pulled out after they told their players was getting traded and everything and they're all ready to come to Toronto. But anywho, that's the drama of being a Raptor fanboy.
seems such.
Kind of tired, but I haven't had energy in the past like 20 hours, but now I do. So that's good.
You sound good.
Podcast. Yeah, dude, I did some overtime last night and I basically was up for about 24 hours straight and then I slept for about 4 hours today. Played some video games and watched some
video games.
Now I'm ready to Potomacast.
Potomacast. Awesome.
And I'm ready to do this.
Cool.
Chris,
cool.
How you been, man?
It's been rough, actually.
I can tell.
My air conditioner died.
Didn't you just get it fixed?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
It's a brand new air conditioner that I spent $6,000 on.
Is there a warranty on it or anything?
Yeah, there's a warranty on it, but that doesn't help right now when upstairs is 85 degrees.
Sweating your balls off.
Yeah. And Crystal and Liam are upstairs trying to sleep in 85 degrees.
And your balls are swimming.
That's not good for him, that's for sure. And his balls either.
You're just bobbing.
He's been having a lot of trouble sleeping lately as it is, and this is just not helping. The only thing that I really want to do right now is just say that, you know, props to the women out there that are taking care of kids that are like this, because my wife has been a trooper, and she's God, I can't believe how much more patience she has than I do, because I would have just like flipped by now.
Well, that's the Italian in you.
Probably. But, you know, thank God for her, because I, you know, who knows what would happen if she wasn't around. But, so she's been having a rough week, but she's sticking with it. And I got to appreciate her for that. So, yeah, that's about it.
Go get him, Crystal.
Yeah, she should have heard her today. She's like, I'm going to sue that fucking air conditioner company. I'm like, oh, damn. Anyway, it's time to talk about games. Before we talk about games, it's time that we start doing this because, you know, we really start got to start pimping the deuce.
Deuces.
The deuce.
So,
people, one more again.
November 5th and 6th of 2010, Indus Fest, the deuce.
Yeah.
That's right.
We have probably about 20 people on the list, that, and that does not include locals. So, you know, it's probably going to be a pretty big, turnout like it was last year. We got people, I know Repeat's coming in from Australia. So people,
Big Pete,
get on it, man. The earlier you get your tickets, the less it's going to cost. I know, AOTS, everyone's been messing with him, but apparently he got tickets.
Dude, he confirmed.
First
he bought
confirmed.
Tickets.
Him and
his girlfriend. He bought tickets. Tickets and he took a picture, dude. He said that it cost him like $200.
He's more confirmed than Jeff right now. That's the funny thing. Because Jeff and Tanya still have to get passport pictures, so they're not even confirmed yet.
Yeah, we're not even confirmed.
Good job,
still
buddy.
Out there.
Good job.
Yeah, so you guys get your, as you're getting your travel plans in order, you know, shoot us a PM or an email or something like that. Let us know your itinerary, when you're coming in, that kind of thing. We've got plans throughout the weekend.
You will have a good time.
You will have a good time. We had a request to do Big Pie in the Sky again, which is that pizza place that had like the 30-inch.
Awesome.
Yeah, that pizza was fucking something else, man.
It's surprising because it's actually a good pizza. It's not just a novelty pizza.
It is. Good, it's really good pizza. Yeah. But it's 30 inches in diameter and 11 pounds. It's pretty crazy.
Pure love.
Sounds never mind.
Also, I'm working out some details with my cousin Billy because he's actually the bakery is closed right now because it's being moved and being turned into a full-fledged restaurant.
To Battle and Brew.
Yes, to Battle and Brew. It's being turned into a full-fledged restaurant. So of you that are interested in like going out to dinner to the restaurant, it probably will be. I'm not going to, if there's 30 people showing up at his restaurant, I'm sure he's not going to, you know, give us a free meal. So
comp at all. Yeah.
It's very possible. It'll be kind of pricey. I would say in the teen range per person. I can guarantee
that's good
you
compared
really
to
good.
Toronto prices.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Friday night, we're going to be doing North River Tavern again. It was a great time last year. Still trying to book a band for that. I got a couple things in mind. And you know, Saturday night, the big night at Battle and Brew, we're going to be recording a show. However, the show will be just Q&A. It will not be a full show this time. Mm-hmm. Mainly because we didn't really get a chance to party with you guys as much last year. So we're trying to change
that
up.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to try and change that up. We're just going to do Q&A and that's it.
Northern.
Yeah.
North River.
But yeah, November 5th and 6th, guys, get on it. Let us know if you're coming, confirm with us via email or via VG Evo. We've got a topic out there. And let's do it up, man. It's time to start getting hyped.
Yep. I'm hyped.
Yeah, damn right.
I'm hyped. Now, before we get to games, can we do one more disclaimer?
Go for it.
Being dickheads, we did not send our love and our congratulations publicly to Scott.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's true, we didn't. I meant to do that, too.
Of course. Well,
I meant to do that on the second half of the show last week.
Yeah, and we totally didn't.
Totally forgot, so we
should just do it now because it's a big deal. Baby Sal.
Yeah.
Baby Sal.
Oh,
little Samantha is in the world, and she is adorable.
Yeah, she's cute. I saw the picture.
So congratulations
to
Sarah and Scott. That's Liam's future wife right there, people.
Yeah, they already planned. It's like a medieval like family, like two families wanting
arranged,
to join
arranged
together.
Marriages,
arranged baby. Marriage. It's
arranged
destiny.
Gamer marriage. That's what this is.
Very, very nice. But yeah, Scott and Sarah, we love you guys.
Yeah.
Great job.
Congrats.
I can see Scott right now. Yep, that's right. There was no big deal. This
my boys can swim.
I dropped my pants and she was pregnant. Anyway.
Travis, keep talking, man. What are you playing this week?
Ooh, a lot of video games, buddy. Played the King's Quest episode 1 because they're doing it episodically of King's Quest 9, but officially known as The Silver Lining. And it's King's Quest. It's a good thing. And it's a very, very good thing.
Yeah,
if I have any niggles with it, it has to be the fact that it's episodic and it is crazy, crazy short. After you find out what to do, because, you know, it's maybe an hour and a half, 2 hour experience. But once you find out what to do, it's maybe a 15-minute experience. So it's really memorable your first time through. If you're not a big fan of the old school point and click Sierra games, or like the LucasArts Sierra or LucasArts point and click games, if you're not a big fan of King's Quest, don't even try it. But if you are a big fan of King's Quest, there is so much love that Phoenix Online have you know, brought to what they wanted to be next in the franchise. They've been creating this for years. They've gone through a lot of trials and tribulations, like with Activision and all this crap with the cease and desist orders, but it's finally out. And guys, it's totally worth the wait. Totally worth the wait.
What's the art style like? Is it
the art style? It's dated.
No, it's, but like dated, like
dated as in they look good. And the areas look good, like, you know, where and everything is, like, if you play King's Quest VI, the one where Alexander mm-hmm. goes to the Land of the Green Isles, you're going to remember
everything.
That was
everything. The last one I played, I think.
You're going to remember six, yeah. everything then. Like, you're going to know everywhere to go. It's really, really cool. There's so much love. They pay homage so, so well to the King's Quest series. I mean, to the fact that, you know, in the very beginning, the intro movie, they dedicated to Roberta Williams. Like, it's really, really cool. So guys, if you are a fan, check it out. Real quick to answer your question though, Jeff, everything looks good, but animation wise, the animations are very, very choppy. The lips moving with the voice acting is terrible. It's really, really bad. But the
sounds
voice
good.
Acting
sounds
voice,
like classic King's Quest.
Yeah, exactly. But the voice acting is terrific. Of course, you know, they probably didn't pay these people. Half of the people talking are probably people that are, you know, part of the development team. But it's really, really good. The music is amazing. You know, for a group that's making an independent game that's sent out free to everybody, the music is mind-blowing. It's really, really good. So there's a lot of love, a lot of heart in this game, and it is genuinely a good game. So if you like the Sierra, if you like King's Quest and you've always wanted to see more, you must download it now.
Do it. So then if you download a lot, hopefully they'll do a Space Quest.
Oh, my rad. God.
That's
Space
what I
Quest
want,
would
man.
Be
Space
great.
Space Quest is my favorite of the Sierra
I
series.
I love Space Quest, yeah. That was Al Lowe? Al Lowe, was that?
Yes.
Because I know he did, like.
I don't know if it was.
Because he did Leisure Suit Larry, but he also did other games, too, and I think.
It might have been Space Quest, yeah.
Maybe the first, because there's been, like, three or four of them.
It's like five, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's actually six of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think I played past four. I think four was the last
four
one.
Four is the last one that I played as well.
Yeah.
And Space Quest was awesome.
I want to see, honestly, something from, like, the Quest for Glory series. I was all about
Heroes
Quest for Glory.
Quest for Glory were good.
Quest for Glory.
Those are the two
one.
That I played was Heroes Quest and Space Quest.
Love that stuff. That was really, really
when
good.
When they did the remake of the Quest for Glory, the first one, the Heroes Quest one, that was so awesome.
Yeah, they did that for the anthology.
Yeah.
I need to find that. I need to find that because I really
want that.
You
could probably find it for download somewhere.
Maybe. I need to check, like, GOG or Steam or something to see if that's available, because I'll buy that today if it's available. So, other than that, NCAA 11 came out. It's really, really good. Now, of course, everybody who's interested that's listening would want to ask, is it more of the same? And I say this every single year about these, you know, Madden games, any of the EA Sports Tiburon football games, it's always going to be more of the same when you're looking at the game as a whole, because they're never going to deviate from this unless it got major, major stale to where, like, even the hardcore are backing off. They're never going to break away from the engine that they're on. They're going to stick with it, because if you're making a game every year, you don't have the time or the money to create an engine from the ground up. It's really, really hard to do that. So, yes, it is more of the same in terms of the football gameplay. And, of course, the question is, are the features good enough to carry it out? Last year, of course, me being a Madden fanboy, yes, of course, get Madden. It's great. But I can honestly say that this year so far, based on just NCAA 11 alone, man, they have made some serious changes. And when I was reading them on paper, I was kind of doubting them. But when you actually get the controller in hand and play it, it's fantastic. First of all, there is no more turbo button. Does not exist.
Is it all momentum based?
It's all momentum based. Like, it actually goes by the speed attribute. So if you,
that's cool.
It's amazing. I love it. And, you know, but that being said, the game is probably about 15% faster. it's super, super fast because they have to go based on speed now. So they really, really up the ante on
how
fast the game plays.
But there's no build up
speed,
though? Like,
no, there is. There's an acceleration. They have acceleration stats, and then they have a straight-up speed stat.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so based on those two things, that's how fast they can take off. And your guys take off, man. Like, when your guy's running full speed and he hits that 40-yard line to the end zone, it's an accurate 40-yard, you know, dash time. Like, you can probably get someone fast enough to run, like, a 4.2, 4.3. It's really, really nice.
Can you control when to put that on, though, like you could in, like, real life? Like, is it, like, analog-sensitive, maybe? Like, if you only push up
the
normally...
I never mess with that. And I know, you know what? I think you can actually, because I remember trying to run behind blockers because your running backs are genuinely faster than your linemen that are pulling around for a block. So yeah, it is momentum based because I remember not going full strength on my run because I wanted to stay behind my blockers. So you know what? Yes, it is.
Okay, cool.
It is.
Because EA is usually known for doing some like kind of experimental stuff in their NCAA games, and if it works, they throw them into like the Madden and the NBA games, and that'd be something that'd be pretty cool in the NBA Elite if they do that.
And I think this is a very, very ballsy move on EA's part because, you know, don't mess with the hardcore gamers' experience in terms of, because there's some people that buy a 360 or a PlayStation just for Madden. You know, it's just one of those games that's like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you don't mess with the hardcore. And they took out the turbo button. It blew my mind. And for it to work, and for it to work as well as it does, let me tell you, like, it's, I can't imagine going back to last year's game.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if Madden puts it in or not.
No, they're going to. They already said they're going to.
Oh, really? And actually, they're going to what? They're going to put in the turbo button or they're going to take it out?
No, it's
going
to be in there.
The turbo button.
It's going to be in there. Yeah. And they, the funny part about it was, I kind of giggled, they knew it was going to be an issue, so the R2 button, you know what it does now?
Nothing. So it
doesn't
do a single thing?
It doesn't do anything because they
knew. End zone dance, nothing.
No,
like,
they knew that everybody.
Does Terrell Owens, like, sign the football?
No.
And bring it to the center.
They knew that
field.
Everybody was going to want to hit that button. So, okay, don't make it a spin move because everybody's going to be trying to turbo and they're going to be spinning. So, no, they made it nothing because they didn't want it to mess with the people's game. You just run. So it's really cool. But speaking of running, the running game has been vastly, vastly improved. They added a little bit of strategy to the running. They really, aside from the speed, they didn't change much from the blocking from last year. But what they did do that was great, because that was one of the biggest complaints for people, was, okay, I can pass all day, but I'm only getting 50 yards a game per rushing, because even though I have a great team that's good at running, I can't run for shit because just the running game is just bad in the game on the whole. They kind of fixed it by giving you an idea of where your linemen are blocking. So, for instance, your play setting up. And usually, like, if you hit with the preview button, it'll show you where you're supposed to run. Well, on top of that, it also shows you your linemen, like, in their blocking assignments. And based on where they're at and where the defense is, the linemen themselves, the AI for the linemen, will change their blocking assignments. So, like, one guy will block a defensive end, or one guy will even move up and block a linebacker. And you can also see where your lead blockers are going. So you can actually, before the play even starts, you know exactly where you want to run because your linemen are showing you where they're going. And it
That's
works.
Pretty cool.
It's fantastic. It works really, really well. So those are the two main things that I'm really, really enjoying about this game, and I can't put it down. Now, I'm going to trade it up because GameStop usually has a deal that if you bought NCAA 11, when Madden comes out, you get like extra like $30 trading credit or something like that. So I'm probably going to use that to trade up for Madden because I just enjoy the NFL license a little more than NCAA. But that is that. It's having a good time. I haven't played with anybody from VG Evo yet, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm trying to think what else did I play. Jeff, what else did I play, buddy? I don't really remember.
I think you played some
DFO.
Dungeon.
Oh, I didn't want to even mention it. But yeah, DFO, still drilling away. I think I hit 25 yet. No.
I think that's where I am right now, 25.
I hit 20. Yeah, I think I hit 24. I'm almost at 25.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But yeah. So we won't talk about that more. We've been talking about it a lot.
We've been giving Nexon plenty of blowjobs.
It's fine. It's good. Play it, people. And that's it for me. Yeah. That's it. Just get
cool.
I'm practicing up for the Maddens.
Jeff, how about you, buddy?
I've been playing some Crackdown 2.
Okay, cool.
I do. This is the thing. That game, I think the reviews are pretty much spot on for that game to this point. It's, if you never played Crackdown 1,
You'll probably love it.
You'll probably love it, exactly. You'll probably think some things are dated, like we all do, like the shooting mechanics and stuff, and it is kind of clunky. But it is, when it comes down to it, I can't play that game by myself like I could kind of the first one. I really can. Like, I tried playing it the other night, and by myself, it's just not fun. I find the objectives pretty boring and repetitive. But still, when you get in a group of people, that shit is fun because it's so... I guess it's unpredictable what's going to happen, what the things you can do, and you can just mess with each other. It's like the perfect griefing game. Like, you can be like, hey, dude, come here, and there's this one shotgun, the UV shotgun, which basically shoots out like a big ball of, I guess it's ultraviolet something. I don't know. It's basically like a force push, basically, out of a gun. And you can send, like, the dude flying, and that's always funny to do out in the middle of nowhere, or call people down to pick up in a helicopter, then blow up their helicopter with a rocket launcher. It's kind of like this whole, like, GTA open world thing, which is fun. But, again, just the more I'm playing it, the more it kind of solidifies my opinion that the game is just not... I don't think it's worth $60. I don't think they should have released this as a retail game. And now, if people are interested, I'd say wait for a price drop, because I think it's probably going to happen sooner than later. Because it really does feel more like an expansion than a whole new sequel.
I think most of it is because it's in the same damn city.
Yeah, and it pretty much, yeah, it's exactly the same. And yeah, but you know, I'm still kicking through with that. I played some Forza 3.
It's still fun, dude. It's not like the game's not fun.
No, it's not a bad game. Like, it's still fun. If you like Crackdown 1, you will like Crackdown 2. It's just, for me, the novelty wore off a lot faster than it did with Crackdown 1. That's all.
Yeah, and playing Crackdown 2, it kind of solidified the fact that I do like Infamous better than Crackdown.
Oh yeah,
for sure. Hell yeah. That wasn't even, yeah, that's for sure. But I wouldn't really even though they're still kind of open world and kind of, I still wouldn't compare them because
Infamous is
story driven and mission
driven. Doesn't even come to my head when thinking about Crackdown 2.
Yeah, it's like Crackdown's just more of like here's a sandbox, here's some shit, go do it however you want. And I don't know, you get out of Crackdown what you put into it, basically, because there's nothing else driving that game besides the ideas in your head. So I think that's where it'll kind of fall off. And I remember you mentioned last week, Chris, you're like, you expect it to sell just as much as the first one, but the first one had the Halo 3 beta. I don't think this one's
even
close.
I don't know. Did I say that? If I did, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Travis or I didn't mention it either, but I was thinking after, like, wait a second, that had the Halo 3 beta. There's no way 2 is going to even come close to the amount of sales. Like, that Halo 3 just pushed that game out the... Like, I wouldn't have even bought Crackdown if it wasn't for the Halo 3 beta. But luckily, it was packed in, because it is a decent game. Played some Forza 3.
Wow.
Because I lent my steering wheel to a friend of mine, and I got it back, so I played that a couple races. I still need to get a better setup. It still kind of cramps me up after playing it for, like, more than 20 minutes. what else did I play? I played some Bayonetta. Oh, I played some Deathspank. I downloaded the trial for that today on Xbox Live.
Talk to me. I'm going to hear about this.
That dude, I think you guys would like it. It is... First of all, it's hilarious. It's really, really funny. It's all voice acted, which is awesome. Definitely some laugh aloud moments. It's kind of like, you know what? The trial isn't that long per se, but I got a very Torchlight Diablo feel from it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the same kind of view. You're going through. You're basically, it's a hack and slash isometric game. Loot grabbing. So you're getting loot. You're getting fat loots. And you're going on doing these missions and stuff for different people in different towns and stuff, and it's pretty cool. Like, it's 1,200 Microsoft points, which is what? Is that $20 or $15? That's 15.
Yeah, 15.
15 isn't too bad, because the game does look good. It's a decent-looking game. The writing is really funny. Like, the only problem with this game is me, because both Xbox Live games, I tend not to give them as much time as I should.
Right.
Like, I'll download them, play them for like that week or a few days, and then I kind of tend not to go back to them. Like, I haven't touched Snoopy Flying Aces since that first week. So I don't know.
Holy shit, I bought that.
Yeah, and I really like that game. We were playing it, and I was like, this is really fun, but I just have not played it, because it's one of those games where if I see someone on my friends list playing it, I'm more likely to jump into it and play it.
Right.
But if I don't see someone else playing it, I don't think, hey, I'm going to play some Snoopy tonight. So... But it's, you know what, I think I might buy this one, because it does, I think you'll really dig it, dude. It's pretty cool. At least download the trial. It's pretty big. It's a gig. The trial alone is one gig, but I'm sure you have room for that. But what else? Of course, Street Fighters. There's something else I freaking played, but I can't remember right now. So, oh, and a lot of Death Smiles. I want to go up, yeah, Death Smiles, because I remember I played it just for a little bit last week before we talked. I'm really digging it, man. I found out that Marrowstick, you need that trick on how to get those scores up there, and I finally figured that out. It's with one of the special powers you have. I finally understood how to work it. And that game's pretty addicting. You shoot right, you shoot left, and he's basically kind of memorizing patterns, dodging bullets, but surprisingly, it's fun. And I just really wish it was a downloadable game, only because it's kind of a pain in the ass to put a disc in for something that I may only play for like 10 minutes and be like, okay, I'm done, and then play something else, which is very fucking lazy. But I mean, it's seriously, it's like those Xbox Live games and PSN games, it's just so, just turn on the system and be like, hey, I'm just going to play this. But yeah. And I'm going to be playing Explosion Man this week because Navishin is ahead of me in that game. And I was like,
yeah, I saw that.
My friends list, and he's above me now. So that bastard is going down.
He's almost done with Chapter 3.
Oh, he is almost done. But not only am I going to beat Chapter 3, I'm going to beat his ass scores on all the levels.
Ooh.
So look for it, Navishin.
Are we going to place a wager? Are we going to get a bet?
No, I ain't betting shit because I am on a terrible, terrible streak right now.
Yeah, so yeah, you're not doing so well with the whole bet you
a
game thing.
And
hey,
if I had one
Dungeon
more,
Fighter,
if I had one, no.
And that's a no. Chalk up another video game that he owes you.
Let's see. I'll send you an email with which game I want.
If I had one more drink in me, I'd be like, yeah, I'll bet his ass. I'm gonna beat him by like a minute and a half whenever. But yeah, I play Dungeon Fighter. It's good.
Lies!
You're in a forest in that first level?
The forest, yeah.
That's a pretty safe bet, isn't it?
Actually, you're right.
Oh, shit. Chris, what are you playing, man?
well, we talked about Dungeon Fighter a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get this out of the way. I picked up a PSP Go, which you may have heard on the show last week.
Chris, I'm going to need you to ban yourself from VG Evo or something.
Go ahead
and do that.
I did get it super cheap. I got it with an unused code of MotorStorm Arctic Edge for $125.
Oh, nice.
That's how much I paid for it. So it was pretty cheap, and I got a free game out of it, too. And so far, it's a neat little device. I still like the bigger PSP better, but the main reason I was looking at it was because besides the fact that I keep filling up memory sticks too quick on my 2000 because I've got stuff on there that I won't go into detail about. I kind of wanted something for digital only content and. Because I was kind of wanting to try out PSN Plus, so I got the PSP and I took the dive for PSN Plus as well. So it was $50 for 15 months, and I went ahead and took advantage of the fact that they were giving out 3 months for free, and I downloaded the three games that I could for this month, and it was Rallycross for PS1, which I didn't really play it, and then. I'm trying to think of the other ones. There was a tower defense game, which I haven't played yet either, but there was one called Age of Zombies.
Okay.
Which is really fucking fun, man.
It's, really?
It's a twin stick shooter, and basically the concept is this, that this dude creates zombies and then sends them back in time. And it's just like every other twin stick shooter zombie game, but you go back in time and you fight them like throughout the periods of time. And like the first one you go to is like the dinosaur age. So you're going around, you're killing cavemen that are turned into zombies. And then like at the end of each third stage, you fight a boss. So the first boss is a giant zombie Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, nice.
So it's awesome.
It's actually really fucking cool, man. And, you know, this is a mini, so you can play it on the PS3 or the PSP. So I was messing around with it on the PSP. And, you know, twin stick shooter, you have to use the digital button. So it took a little while to get used to that. But after I did, it felt... It didn't feel natural. I'm not going to say that because that would be a fucking lie. But it felt fine. It felt okay. That was really cool. And, you know, one of the things that I was saying was, all right, well, let's see. If you get PSN Plus, the big thing is what's your return? You know, you have to like X number of games that you get for free for it to be worth it. Well, I mean, I'm enjoying the hell out of Age of Zombies. So that's like $7 towards the $50 that I paid that's already... made it like that close to being worth it.
True that.
So, you know, I was pretty happy with that. I also played a little bit of the Arctic Edge, and I am really impressed at how well they did MotorStorm on the PSP. It really feels, it feels just like it does on the PS3. You know, it's just the scaled down graphics, but I mean, a lot, like most of the major physics gameplay is still there, and you know, the boosting feels the same. Everything, you know, pretty much feels the same, and there's no rubber banding, at least not the races that I played, which I was really happy about, because it always
like rubber banding to some extent. In multiplayer stuff.
In multiplayer, I can understand.
It's good and bad. But
If it goes to the point where it's like last person can go into first on the last lap and keep that position, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But
I only played a few races, but from what I played, it didn't seem like the rubber banding was there.
Mm-hmm.
So during a single player campaign, I kind of like that, because if I'm kicking ass, I want to know I'm kicking ass. You know, that's kind of how it feels.
But then it's boring.
Well, it can be. I'll admit, like the original Gran Turismo, when you did like some of those endurance races, and you were like basically 10 laps ahead of the second place guy because they were so slow.
Yeah,
it got pretty boring. But also played some. Let's see what else I play. I played Persona 3 on the PSP.
Okay.
I'm actually playing that for review. Atlas sent us a code, so I'm going to try and get through that and post a little review about it. Really cool game. Interesting combat system. I haven't gotten enough into it to really talk about it a lot, but you know, Persona 3 is the one where the characters shoot themselves in the head to release their persona, and there's like a lot of controversy about that. But
so this is the a full remake of the original Persona 3, then, right?
Well, or
is
it a port? They had Persona 3, and then they had Persona 3 Fez, which was kind of like had some additional pieces to it.
Mm-hmm.
Persona 3 Portable is basically, I think they actually used Fez for it, but it's Persona 3 Fez, and then you can also play as a different character as well, which kind of has a separate storyline.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily a separate storyline, but it's there's a few changes throughout the storyline compared to the character that was in the original. Okay. And you can play as either one. So a little added content there. So if you really liked Persona, you know, it might be worth picking up if you've already gone through part 3. But yeah, really, really interesting combat system. They have a weakness system where one of the characters will tell you what the weakness is of the enemies that you're fighting. And if you take advantage of that weakness, you actually get an additional attack. So like in the first dungeon that you go through, all the enemies are pretty easy, but they're all weak against fire. So mm-hmm. four guys will show up, and they're all weak against fire. So use fire on one of them, and then you get to attack again, and you use fire on another one. And you just use fire on all of them until you've basically knocked all of them down. And then you can do this like huge mass attack where all three of your characters just go in and bum rush them and pretty much take out everything.
Right.
So the combat system is interesting. It's going to take some getting used to because I haven't actually played a game. I haven't played a Persona game. So Persona 3, mm-hmm. this is my first try. And so far, I'm enjoying it. It's pretty cool.
Cool.
Trying to think what else. I think that might be it. I know there's something I'm forgetting on PS3.
I definitely am thinking something. There's something I played that was new, and I can't freaking remember, but I could just be being retarded.
Oh, I played Prinny. That's what I played.
Oh, how is that? I wanted to buy that so many times. I always see it in GameStop or any stores. They're pretty cheap, and it's like the limited edition, and I kind of are attracted to those.
You have to play the game with your sense of humor turned on, because all the printies are every other word is dude, you know.
That's awesome.
And nice.
It's pretty funny. It's,
dude,
no way,
that's
dude.
Awesome.
She wants us to get the ultimate dessert, dude. And it's just it's hilarious to hear them. But it's
Prime Buster is like screaming with joy right now.
I know. But it's a really really fun little platformer. But so far, it hasn't been that hard, but I hear it gets a lot harder as you go through. And you pretty much, they give you 1,000 lives to start with, and you just got to get through the game at 1,000 lives, I guess. I'm not sure exactly how
so apparently you just die a lot, though.
I've died quite a bit so far.
Yeah.
The first two worlds, I think I've gone through the first two like little worlds that you go through, and I think I've probably died close to 10 times, if not a little bit more.
Compared to 1,000, though, that's not a lot.
Yeah, but the game is supposed to get a lot harder, dude. So, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean, I actually, I bought Prinny a long time ago because they had that and they had, Holy Invasion of Privacy Badman on sale.
Always wanted to play that.
I've played it. I don't get it. I need to play it some more, but I have no fucking idea how to play that game. But they were on sale for like $10 each. So I went ahead and grabbed them. And they've been on my PSP 2000 for the longest time. And now that I have the Go, I moved them onto the Go and I deleted them from the 2000. But yeah, overall, it's been a very PSP week, obviously, because I got a new toy and I had to mess with it.
Cool.
Still like the regular PSP better. But, you know, if it's definitely not worth $250. Definitely not worth it. However, if you can find one for like $100, $120, it's a nice little device to have. You know?
Nice.
So, and I got mine off Craigslist, and it worked out pretty well. So, there you go.
You didn't get raped?
No rape.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
Actually, dude called me Saturday, and he was like, he actually asked if I had a power inverter. And he goes, yeah, apparently my brother, he was selling it for his brother. And he goes, apparently my brother didn't charge the battery. And I'm like, well, you're at Target. Go inside and try and charge it. Because if I can't see it work, I'm not buying it.
Right.
And yeah, apparently he actually went inside and they let him plug it up and let him charge it for a little while. So
that's pretty cool of him to do that.
I wanted to make sure I wasn't getting screwed. That's for sure.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah, for real. I mean, all that Craigslist rape.
That's right. But yeah, that's about it for me.
He would have lubed for you for sure. It sounds like.
I don't know, man. We met in coming. It would have been bad.
What?
Yeah. And that's and it's guys.
Chris,
you should
stop talking when it comes to this.
If you haven't been,
why, man? I'm having fun letting it drag on. It's great.
Oh, coming Georgia. Love
oh,
it,
man. All right. If that wasn't bad enough, some of the street names are just ridiculous. As you get further north, it's like Setting Down Road and Jot'em Down Road. It's like Jot'em Down, really? But yeah. All right. Anyway, let's move on. Jeff, let's talk about some news, man.
All right. Let's talk about some news.
We haven't done
First
that
up,
in a long
we haven't done news
time,
in a long so. Time. Uh-huh. We got a couple things on here that are kind of worth mentioning. One was kind of, I thought this was really surprising because a lot of people play this, but Microsoft canceled the 1v100. Game.
I saw that today. What's up with that?
I don't know. They basically came out and said, well, this kind of stuff is like an evolving process, and what they've learned from doing 1v100, they're next time they do something like this, it's going to be done a lot better or whatnot, and they have other projects coming up in the future, but from now, there's going to be no 1v100, which people went crazy for this. Like, people, I remember when they were actually doing the live stuff, a lot of people, my friends, were playing this game.
Yep.
Like, we'd go in there and just fuck around and play 1v100, whether it was live or not. And I'm kind of hoping they still go with the non-live version. They don't really confirm whether or not they're just not going to do it live anymore, if they're still going to put up like the actual game. But I was kind of disappointed, because that was pretty fun. But kind of surprising.
Yeah, well, I guess it's... I mean, at one point you have to cut your losses, because I'm sure they weren't making much money off of it. You know?
Well, that was my point that
I was
going to make.
They weren't making anything on it.
Yeah, they weren't making anything. This
well,
was
they
the,
had ads, right? Weren't there ads in it?
Yeah,
there were ads, yeah.
There was ad revenue, but here's the deal. Like, you know, Jeff even made the point, and then you had brought it up as well, you know, that, you know, even in the article, they were saying, yeah, when we do this in the future, now we know what to do. Like, we know where our mistakes were, and we know what we're going to do next time to make it better for us and for, I guess, everybody else. It comes down to money. If this was making the money, it would not be canceled. Simple as that.
I agree with you on that one.
I can tell you right now, one of these things that's probably what they've learned, you know, this past year, charge for the damn game. I'm sorry. I would play for a long time because, you know, there's so much out, but you know what? Charge, what, 600 Microsoft points for it. There's a little something, you know.
Just to download it once, because I thought
just to download it once. Yeah, sure. Why not?
So, you know,
I would pay for it.
MS wouldn't do that because I mean, they make a shit ton. They just came out with like a press release, like
they make so much
like,
money
last
off
week.
Live.
That made ridiculous. They made so much money, and like over half the people that have 360s have live subscriptions, like gold. And they were. It's not like they were giving away a lot of money every night. It was like every game, like the winner got like a. It was like a 20,000 or something, like Microsoft points or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they only did the live shows like, what, once every few weeks or once a month or something?
Yeah, they weren't very often.
I don't think that was like... I think they could swallow that. And I think it's a kind of a good First of all, I think it's a great incentive to get people to get Gould in the first place, because it's like, hey, you get 1 versus 100 live for free if you get Gould, and you can possibly win stuff. And
yeah,
that's why I'm really hoping they didn't do it because of that. And I hope their next project, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be like Deal or No Deal or something like that,
yeah.
Or what they're doing is not going to be charged for. Because I thought that was actually one of the few things that they did right online. Was like, here's a free game that anyone can play, and you can win stuff, like real stuff.
And it was a good, you know, it was good to use when, you know, you have your famous point counterpoint arguments about, you know, Xbox Live versus other, you know, online services, because of the fact that, you know, this is a great point. I can play at any time I want, sometimes live, sometimes with against other people or with friends, a game show anytime I want. For, you know, no extra charge other than what I'm paying monthly or yearly. I mean, and I had fun. You know, even Jeff, we even played and had a blast. So it is actually you know,
it's a good,
it's very
a party you play, and it's like a good, it's a perfect game to play. Like, it's like playing a board game with friends at home. It's like you're shooting the shit, but answering trivia in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's good times. I'm kind of disappointed, actually.
Yeah, I'm sad to see it go. I really am.
You know what I think they could have done and gotten away with making a ton of money off of is don't necessarily charge to download the game, but do something like make it like you were playing a game in an arcade or something like that. Make them drop 40 MS points or something like that, like 50 cents, and then you can play. So, I mean, you got 1 versus 100. That's 101 plus all the people that are in the crowd that get to interact as well. You know,
you're talking about just for the live game, though?
Yeah, for the live game.
Okay, let's say, because doing that every time.
No, for the regular game, that wouldn't fly. But, you know, for the live game.
No, no.
Charge like 50 cents or something like that. And,
yeah, even, I mean, you know what? Throw it in the game room. Make that thing useful.
Yeah. There you go.
Like, why not? But, yeah, that's it kind of surprised me. That's why I had to throw a news. I'm like, I did not see that coming. Another thing that we actually probably did see coming is the Xbox 360 Slim Arcade. A report, I think this is coming out of Australia or somewhere, I don't know. Well, anyway, Amazon put up Xbox Slim Arcade going to be hitting August 20th for $189.99. And no, it does not have a hard drive per se, but it's going to have 4 gigs of internal memory.
It's still going to have a slot for the hard drive.
It's still going to have a slot for that. Yeah, you can still put a hard drive in it, but it's an upgrade from, because I think the original arcade's at 512 internal memory, is going to have 4 gigs, which makes a lot more sense, because with 4 gigs, you can still download content and download some movies and stuff like that. So it's not a hard drive. It's not like, you know, it's not like the 60 gig or anything like that. But for an arcade unit, for $189.99, that lets you pretty much do everything that the, I don't know if you want to call it, I guess the standard version now, or the pro, anything it can do just with not as much hard drive space. That's pretty decent. It's a pretty decent deal.
The one thing I wish they would do is let you, you know, give you, they should sell the encasement for the hard drive, you know?
What
so
do you mean?
Like, well, if I wanted to get one of the new Slim 360s, I could go out and buy an arcade unit, take my hard drive, put it in the new encasing and slide it into the arcade unit. But they won't.
Yeah, I don't
do
know
that.
How that would happen.
Yeah, they won't.
Because it's really small. It's tiny.
Well, no, they both use the same size hard drive on the interior. It's still a laptop size hard drive. It's just the encasement that's different.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So theoretically you should be able to just switch out the encasement and put the drive in, and it would work.
True.
Yeah.
But you can also just buy a 16 gig. Memory card thingy, and there you go. There's your old pro unit, 20 gigs right there.
Yeah,
that's true. That's
you know, I was a funny aside about the 360 Slim. Last week or this past week, I went to a couple of GameStops because I'm still out. You know, I'm on the hunt for a new Slim, and I go to a couple of GameStops, and of course they're all out. Like, they've even, you know, completely canceled. And it was a question we had for ourselves a couple of weeks ago too. You know, what are they going to do about the pre-order date of the 18th? Well, they pretty much stopped that. Like, it's done. Like, if you haven't pre-ordered it, since they're not taking any more pre-orders, they're backed up. You know, you can't find them. You can't find them in stores here in the States. They're nowhere to be found. They're backed up. Can't find them anywhere if you want to do the GameStop deal. And after that, I went to a Walmart, and then I went to a Best Buy. And they had them in droves. Everybody had
deals going, right?
Everybody had it in stock.
Right, but you can't trade yours in. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
they have GameStop and EB, they have systems, but they're not selling them in the stores because they want you to buy their bundles that are online.
Right.
Because I'm actually looking at it right now. They have them in stock on the website. For $370, you can get a Slim with an extra controller and the data transfer cable.
Mm-hmm.
Any
That's
games
how they're
that?
Doing it. No, there's no game with that.
Every
one.
Every bundle should have a freaking game. If you're going to do an online bundle, put some games in with it.
they have another bundle that's $360, and it comes with the 360 and UFC. And it's like you're not getting anything out of that. You know, it's not like they
you're still paying the same.
You're still paying the same amount. You know. I don't know. I just think it's bad
business
practice.
That's just GameStop logic, right?
Well,
there.
You can you can say it's bad business practice because we have a personal vendetta against GameStop and what
it's
they
a
do
great
to
business
to game.
Practice.
It makes me want to do one thing, and that's just, you know, have everybody shut their ears and me to speak directly to GameStop and say, GameStop, man, you're fucking smart.
Yeah,
because they are.
It's true though. It's. As much as we hate them,
gotta
we hate
give
them
it
as
to them,
gamers
man. They're
and as
fucking
consumers.
Smart.
They every single oh, person
I don't,
traded shit in.
From a business perspective, yes, it's a smart for the bottom line, but it's shitty to your customers, man. And that's why in my opinion, it's a bad business practice.
I think it's shitty for your customers who show value in having a collection and trading stuff in that they paid much like a lot more money to. But for people that
don't care.
Basically don't care about that, those people still look at it as a good deal. Like I knew when I was trading in my stuff for the Slim that I am getting back way less money than what I'm giving them.
Yeah.
But
you knew
at the same time, I was trading in stuff I will never touch ever again. I'm like, this isn't a bad deal. Like I'm not gonna pay full price for new 360. So it works. In my head, I'm like, I fucking hate the fact I'm doing this because I know it's fucking bullshit and they're raving my ass. But I'm not gonna pay
$300. See, but that's not what I'm getting at, Jeff. I mean, I understand that their trade-in values are shit for most things, but when they say that there is an in-store deal where you trade in your 360 and get $100 for it to trade towards the new one, and then none of the stores get the new one, but online you've been able to buy them the entire time.
Because they come with accessories
bullshit.
That have a crazy markup.
That's
right.
Bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, sorry, I agree with that 100%. That is seriously bullshit. That is crap.
And yeah, Best Buy has them. They had a stack of them when I went there last time.
A stack, yeah. I said in droves. They're stacked up. It's crazy. It's insane. They're just fucking smart and everything. But, you know, that's a lot of 360 talk and everything like that. I mean, I wish we had something to talk about like with Nintendo. That would be great.
That would be great if we talk about some Wii games that might maybe hit sometime around, like, I don't know, early 2011, maybe. Because that looks
I heard
like
Zelda is supposed
fall.
To be coming out around there.
Well, you know what? Then I don't even have to fucking say this because Zelda, Chris just said it. So there you go. Zelda supposed to be coming out in early 2011. You know,
they still can't get it to work. And
until it still doesn't work and they have to delay it longer.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I heard a lot of people bitching about it not coming out this year. It seriously should not come out this year. It needs a lot of work.
Take your time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
take your time. Do it right. It needs a lot. Because I want it to work. I really do. But it just didn't when I played it at E3. It was bad. So, yeah, take your time. Get it right. All right, let's do something in a much more positive light for Nintendo. I just happened to click over to Amazon, and they have Galaxy 2 for $40. I don't know if it's still there when the show releases, but go check it out. $40. Best game on the Wii. Go get it.
Yeah, true.
Awesome. Also, what else you should get is DJ Hero.
What?
And the reason why you should get DJ Hero is because a little guy named Tupac is coming back alive.
Oh, he'll be back. He's rising from the grave, from the ashes, like a rapping phoenix that shoots people.
On DJ Hero 2.
DJ Hero, that sold enough for them to warrant on.
Well,
of course
I think it sold
did.
All right,
Hero
considering how much
end.
It was.
Yeah,
I know that's crazy. Hopefully they'll have some new tracks because it's the weirdest thing. Like, you ever notice that if a rapper dies, like even
more
music comes out. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's like there's this huge backlog of this like raps they're spitting. You know, and there's so much game that they can't put it on all that game on every record they put out, every album. So they have to, like, you know, spread them raps, them fat beats apart. Well, I'm looking at the track listing and, oh my God, unreleased tracks from Tupac and the future one day could have been a smash hit, and it's entitled
Who Gives a Shit? Yeah, I know there's a lot of Tupac fans out there, and I like Tupac. He's not bad. I know Chris has his thoughts. But realistically, I'm just sick of the whole music genre. I am really tired of it. And
you all appreciate it. Dear mama.
Any other words? No one? Anyone's just like, you're just like, that's it? Who gives a shit? Fuck news. Let's get on with
it. It's just that, again, it's about us. Like, we don't really care. We don't really. It's more or less a DJ Hero thing for us than it is a Tupac thing, really. I mean, like, I'm not going to get this game. I don't want to jump on them ones and twos. You know, I'd rather see 8-Bit Wonder spin raps for us or something. You know, I don't know. That's just my
thing. I'm with you. I agree.
Whatever. Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
And that's your news, guys.
Sweet. News. Thank you, Mr. Jeff Chorney. Hey, let's take a break.
I like breaks.
I like breaks, too. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about casual games that have sucked our lives away here and there. Then we're going to do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us. We'll be right back. It's time to wake up.
You know, when I was a kid, I was a hardcore gamer. There wasn't a single game that I owned that I didn't beat, and I was good. Heck, I could beat Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. One guy. But then the kids came and the responsibilities. I just didn't have the time or the motivation to keep up. My game backlog just kept growing and growing with each new release. I needed help. So I visited the Game Backlog Support Group on VG Evo. They helped me take control of my backlog.
The VG Evo Game Backlog Support Group is a non-profit organization helping gamers relieve their backlog troubles. Having a game backlog is a debilitating and embarrassing predicament. VG Evo is here to help.
I no longer have to lie about the video games I've played. I can finally say with confidence, yes, I have beat Devil May Cry. And you know what? Nero is a whiny bitch.
If you or someone you know is suffering from their game backlog, please contact www.vgevo.com.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Well, he just did that.
I did that.
Wow.
All right, so this is a little
sorry,
out
I'm
of
a soundboard.
No, please don't.
No, we're not going to do that. We don't want to turn into them. We don't do the overplaying of sound effects on our show.
We just keeps right, it real.
We're going to be a little out of character today, and we're going to talk about casual games and the ones that we've played and we've enjoyed and that we've put hours and hours into. So I'm going to pass the show over to Travis and let him do some emails.
Checking to emails. All right, well, emails we got plenty of. A lot for the question of the week, and we're going to start off with Zvari. Zvari, met him a couple of weeks ago. He says, hey folks, Zvari here. There are a few casual games that I've poured hundreds of hours into, including my copy of Puzzle Quest on the DS that I got for 84 cents. God
holy shit,
damn! You. However, there is a game that I have poured more time into than any other, and it was a casual game to boot. Its name, Yo-Ho-Ho Puzzle Pirates. This free-to-play MMO takes piratey activities like shipbuilding, sailing, and sword fighting and makes them each a unique form of a puzzle. It puts them into a real-time MMO where your success on your puzzles helps or hinders those around you. We used to play this in college with myself, my wife, and our roommate all playing at the same time, usually while sharing a bottle of Captain Morgan's. Like many games, the life of this game lasted as long as my support group for it. Once our roommate left and our crew disbanded, I stopped playing. However, we three plundered the virtual seas for a couple of years together. It was a blast. That's actually a really cool story, you know, actually having a crew to play a certain game with, and it's like the only game you play together, and you develop, you know, just memories from that and everything, because we did similar things like that with what was it? Stuntman. We had a crew. We all played Stuntman together. We did it like once a week and had a good time with that. It was really fun. But another free MMO. Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk it?
We've been talking a lot about those.
A lot.
But it doesn't surprise me that the first email that shows up is talks about Puzzle Quest as well.
Right.
Because, oh, man.
I've never played it.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
But I actually ended up beating the game and maxed out my character. Well, I didn't max out my character because you can get to a, I maxed them out as far as level goes, but then you can actually spend gold on stats after you finish leveling them up. So I actually got to the point where I was just randomly walking around killing stuff so I could buy stats, so I could upgrade my stats.
Right. Nice. Yeah,
I played that game a ridiculous amount on PSP.
Cool deal. Cool deal. So, Jeff, you have any Puzzle Quest or MMO stories for us? No, you do not. I'm going to answer the question for you because you did not play Dungeon Fighter this week.
Yes, I did. You fight in a forest in the first level. That's as far as I got. And I had an axe.
I hate you.
He said, this game is too awesome for me to play. I'm going to go play a shmup.
On my PC. I'm downloading it now.
Liar.
Well, while you're downloading
it now, while we're trying to record a podcast.
Well, if he drops on the call, we know what happened.
Well,
hey, Travis, we'll just finish the show. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we don't need it. He's just a Canadian. Anyway, moving on.
You've been talking to my PSN, haven't you?
Moving on to the next question of the week. Comes from our buddy Asian619. He says, hey, and damn, you fine. And Travis.
Hey. And Travis.
I don't know why he's mad at me.
Hey, Jeff, that P90X is really working out for us, isn't it, man?
Oh, hell yeah. I don't know.
Oh, you haven't been doing it lately.
Yeah, you have to actually use it.
No, it's fucking hotter than a fucking something that's really hot. It's ridiculous. That's
dude,
my
we're
excuse
on a roll
and I'm sticking
tonight,
to it. Seriously.
All right. Sorry,
as you
Travis.
Were.
Go ahead, man.
Anyway, Asian continues. So I thought I'd take a stab at the question of the week. Plants vs. Zombies has easily enveloped a lot of my time. I've had dreams of growing plants now whose sole purpose in life is to protect me and my property from the undead. Not only myself, but I introduced the game to my brother, my baby mama, and my mom. They all love it. Hope this game gets a few more mentions. Ta-ta for now. P.S. Chris, I didn't appreciate you slandering the good name of San Diego, which we all know really means whale's vagina. He says, pound that, sucker. Asian619. Nice.
I had a feeling that Plants vs. Zombies was going to come up, and I'm sure it's going to come up again. I have not played it yet. I am actually very sad to say that because I've heard a lot of great things about it.
Yeah,
you, dude. It's it's awesome.
Thanks for that, Jeff.
A ringing endorsement. It's awesome.
That's what,
dude.
Of endorsement
yeah, it's awesome.
Well, I mean, I played the demo and played a lot of the demo. And it is fun. It's a great game. It's such a simple like, you know, purpose. Like what you're supposed to do. It's just very very simple. But just the pure aesthetics, like the cartoony looking, like, you know, zombies, and it's just a great game put together. Like you have a smile on your face the entire time. It does get a little like
until
stressful.
You get to the fog and levels where it's ridiculous.
But like still the entire time, like you're fighting these funny zombies and like, you know,
and just to go to the fact that the casual thing about it, I couldn't beat. There's one level where, again, it was like full of fog. Nighttime, and you really had to be strategic with how you laid out stuff, and I could not beat this level after like 5 tries, and I gave it to my friend's wife at the last wedding we went to, because she's played through the entire game 4 times.
Wow.
And she beat it first try. She's like, oh, this level's easy, and boom, 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 did it. But she's not a gamer at all. Like, she does not play a lot of games. So.
Hmm.
That's what casual games do to people, man.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
They obsess, man. A girl at my work, all she does is play iPhone games and or iTouch. I'm not sure which one she has, and she plays them religiously. It's pretty insane.
That's cool.
Good
cool story,
Jeff.
Bro.
Good story.
Nice. God, Jeff, we're like brothers. God,
dude, we'd like, run shit.
In high school, we would have ran high school.
Hell yeah.
Anyway.
Are we going there again?
Always. We have a couple more emails for the QOTY. Oh, QOTW. I'm sorry. I'm a stupid ass. But anyway, we have more questions coming up. But do we have any VMs?
I do. Would you like to hear one?
Maybe.
My video questions of the week. It was, you know what it is? It's all the little iPhone games.
All right.
All of them. Fuck it,
I've put in so much hours to Angry Birds. I've got two more levels to get 3 stars to make a perfect game. And Peggle, fucking that's a big one. Peggle, I'm on that all the time.
Peggle is good. Killing.
Yeah.
And Demon Souls. And Where's Wally? No, not really Demon's Souls.
Demon's Souls, I was going to say.
I haven't played that.
That's casual.
Fucking what else? There's one more. Doodle Jump. Heaps of
Doodle
Jump.
Oh, for iPhone. Nice, that game's fun.
Yeah. Now that's it. All good. Bye-bye.
Cool. Well, Jeff, you've got an iPhone. How often do you play some of the games on there?
I play them... I wouldn't say that often. I'd say every once in a while when I'm kind of bored, when I'm in the Twitter room, as I like to call it. Sometimes I'll like...
The bathroom?
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Or the washroom.
The washroom.
I say. But I play the same thing, Doodle Jump, which is pretty fun. And Peggle, mostly. Really.
Peggle's mine.
It's really good.
I put so much time into Peggle. I got addicted right away, and I just went right through the game.
Yeah, it's so good. I think the iPhone's a great platform for casual stuff that you just want to, you know, kick in there, play for like 5 minutes or so, and then stop. Because like pretty much all those games save just by like exiting the game. So it's always good fun.
Yeah, I'd love to see some more of those come to Android too. Because I know I got I picked up Namco had a sale, and I picked up Pac-Man Championship Edition for my Android, and that was pretty cool.
I can't imagine those Android, you know, games being like sugar sweet smooth as they are on like the iPod Touch or the iPhone. I just can't imagine them
Pac-Man Championship Edition. I don't know what it is about it, but it runs really, really well. And then like something will happen, and all of a sudden it'll just start dogging really bad. It's like a bug in the game somewhere. But I mean, I think it has something to do with the touch screen.
Right.
Like if you actually try and use the touch screen to control it, the game will just start lagging really bad. But if
really?
You use the keyboard, I was using the keyboard and it works really, 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 really well.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on, but and the worst part is that as soon as you touch the touch screen, it pretty much fucks it up all the way across the board. I actually like left a review and said that it does it.
Yeah,
Hoping that they would fix it, but
I wouldn't imagine playing that with using the touch screen anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Yeah. With the keyboard, you know, you just use the arrow keys on the keyboard, and
that seems right.
So.
I'll have to check it out. And that's one of the reasons why, like, I'm kind of sad that I don't have like an Apple mobile product anymore, because like I've been hearing a lot about this game Tilt to Live. Jeff, have you played it? I mean, have you heard of it?
Jeff, what? Oh. Sorry,
Tilt to Live.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never played it, though.
Is that the one
where you're running, right, and you're jumping over stuff? And
I don't know. I just hear about it all the time. Like,
yeah, I've
everybody
never played
mentions
it. I hear
Tilt
about it all
to
time,
Live.
Too.
Yeah, but, yeah. And it just sounds like something that I would be, like, purely addicted to if I ever got the chance to play it and everything. So, I don't know. But one thing I do know is that Better Tomorrow has an email for us today, and his email starts off by saying, hey, Andis, I just wanted to chime in on your question of the week. This was actually a tough question to think of an answer to. There hasn't really been a single casual game that I have put an excessive amount of time into since the invasion and current occupation of our video game land by the casual game regime. That was nicely put, by the way. I was pretty hooked on Hexic HD for a while when I first got my 360, but I wouldn't count that anyway. So since there is not a particular game and my answer may not quite fit the mold of the question asked, but here goes anyway. See, for the most part of my adult video game life, or this current generation to be specific, my playing is mostly divided into four very specific genres. They are action-adventure, FPS, Mass Effect, and Fallout. So, I do dabble from time to time in other genres of games. It's always these four and I find myself going back to. However, from time to time I find myself taking a step back from the wonderful world of storytelling, shooting, killing, bloodying, wasteland wandering, and mass affecting, and playing various games from what has become a quite taboo group of casual games. Though I am not proud, I am also not ashamed, or wouldn't write this. I sometimes put many hours into movie games. No, not any of my friends, but my family-friendly E-rated movie games. Yes, that's right. I don't know why, but sometimes when the mood strikes, I turn my brain off, kick back, and dive into the world of broken gameplay, phoned-in dialogue, and obviously Rust production. I don't even change my status to offline. If you were to take a look through my played games, you would see the likes of The Golden Compass, Kung Fu Panda, Prince Caspian, and both Harry Potter games, and then most of the Legos as well. There are also others that were not played on my profile. Most recently, I put about a week's worth of my free time into Lego Harry Potter. I know a lot of the people struggle through playing these games for the sole purpose of beefing their gamer score, but I actually enjoy them. It's bizarre. I know I am open for all types of criticism that may come my way, but that's just the way it is. So, here I stand at the mercy of the VG Evo universe, declaring that I have sunk a many, many precious video game hours into bad family movie games, because I want to. And trust me when I say that I have heard this sentence on more than one occasion. You have 1,000 a gamer score on Golden Compass, but you barely play Dead Space or Oblivion? P.S. I think I have you all beat on the most humiliating song on my playlist. Might as well add salt to the wound here. All She Wants by Ace of Base. Fail.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. That's pretty bad.
Adios, Jeff Wildman, also known as Better Tomorrow.
Now, I can't say anything about the Lego games because those things are fucking fun, dude.
I never dug them.
I can't actually beat one. I can't bring myself to get all the way through one, but it's a fun distraction for, like, you know, a week or two.
See, here's my deal with that game. All right, the Lego games, I want to play them co-op. It's just that the co-op sucks ass.
It does. It's pretty bad.
Sharing a screen with somebody is absolutely terrible. And, I mean, and when you're playing with somebody who's not, quote-unquote, a gamer, it's rough because...
Are you talking about Megan?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Why would I be talking about Megan, Jeff?
But, like, gamer, you have this gamer frame of mind. Like,
yes, there have
been situations sitting with Megan. There's been situations where I would figure something out, and she's like, how did you even know to do that? And the answer simply is, I played so many video games, to me, it was obvious.
That, like, I know to just, move this box. So
yeah,
I
know
the
that yeah, game, the gameplay of this game, I just know what's in my surroundings, I know what to do, or at least what to try, to where something eventually works, something happens. If you have a game with good gameplay, that's how it's supposed to be. And games with bad gameplay, like the Lego games, yes, then you're going to have some issues and everything. I will say that Lego Harry Potter did fix some issues in terms of, I mean, they have a mass amount of spells you can use. And especially in free play, when it opens up to where you have to have certain people, certain spells, it works out pretty well. You know, how you find all the special secrets and get the hidden blocks and everything. They did a good job of, you know, setting that up to make it easier, but you still have to think like a gamer. They really, really fixed it to where, to me, like the Indiana Jones games were just kind of bland. Like, watching Megan play this, I kind of want to play Lego Harry Potter because it does seem they did improve it. It's just that I really want to play these games co-op. And the co-op's terrible, so I'll never play it. So, what else did he mention? Well, he kind of mentioned, you know, the movie games and everything. Like, okay, the Golden Compass, yeah, I can see that as being bad. You know, Prince Caspian, I can see that as being bad as well. But, you know, he mentions, like, Kung Fu Panda. But these Pixar franchise video games have not been terrible. Apparently, the
Toy Story 3
is supposed to be really good.
Toy Story 3 is supposed to be really good. But I mean, for the most part, the Pixar games are, you know, they're great. They're great games for kids that are into the movies. I mean, I personally probably wouldn't pick them up, but if, you know, I'd probably get one for, I mean, 10 years down the road or however many years before he starts playing games hardcore. I'd probably pick one up for Liam, without a doubt.
Right. Okay, cool deal. Cool deal. Jeff, anything to add, buddy?
No, not really.
All those movie games you play, you have nothing to add?
Well, dude, I wouldn't call, like, the only really, like, I played a couple movie games that I really enjoyed, one being Wolverine, but I don't know if I'd consider them casual, though.
No, those aren't, definitely not casual. Like,
yeah, that's all. Yeah,
the only movie game that I've played, you know, that was actually tied to a movie is probably one of the Lord of the Rings games. I can't remember which one.
One of the beat-em-ups?
Yeah, one of the beat-em-ups, because, you know, those were, like, those were mindless fun at the time.
And also, during those days, like the PS2 and the regular Xbox, there weren't that many games of that genre.
True.
Like, straight up beat-em-ups, yeah.
No. And then the Lego Star Wars, which, you know, I already said that I enjoyed the Lego games. I don't actually get into them enough to actually beat them, but, you know, the Lego Star Wars, I have, I think I have the original trilogy, and I think I've gotten through Empire Strikes Back. I haven't finished Return of the Jedi yet.
Right. All right.
Continue.
Good stuff.
Continuing on, we have BB Media, Indus Cartman himself, saying, "Hey, Indus, it's BB again. Sorry for confusing you guys last week with the email."
Hey, he's coming to Indus Fest.
Indus Fest.
Deuce.
"As for casual games that I have put too much time into, Super Street Fighter 4 for sure." Just messing with you.
Oh, that's not a casual
seriously
game.
Though. Seriously
that's
though.
That's not casual.
I know. That's why I said. He said he was just messing with you. Seriously though, I would have to say that this paper toss flash game on E-Bombs World, which I have played, it is fun. I posted the link for you, but started playing this week at work a couple of years ago. And is usually what I'm playing when I'm bored at work, home, school, anywhere really. Besides that, who hasn't spent too much time playing Tetris? Anyway, off to play some paper basketball. BB Media, PS, reminding you guys to please talk about the deuce.
Hey, we did that today.
Yeah, we will. Did. And we will more in the future for sure.
Yeah, we're gonna try and mention it every show and give updates on what's happening and stuff like that.
See. I'm glad he brought up Tetris.
I knew that was gonna come up.
I'm pretty sure none of us have played it recently, but I mean, come on, Tetris was the. Is it safe to say it's like probably like the first big casual game?
I would totally agree with that.
It is the start of the casual game.
I think
game.
That's what started it. Yeah, I'd agree with that for sure.
But, I mean, it's like one of the greatest selling games of all time. I mean,
yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Just like,
and it's still going. Still people play Tetris a crap load to this day. I mean, DS just released their, well, not just, it's a couple years ago, 3 years ago, that was like a big release for the DS, was the Tetris.
Mm-hmm.
And it sold a crap load.
Yeah, I just remember when it came out. I was in when like the Game Boy came out, the very first Game Boy.
Oh yes.
I was in, I think I was in eighth grade at the time.
You old bastard!
I am an old bastard. A friend of mine and I were messing with each other, just like talking about the fact that we knew that we were both getting Game Boys, and you know we were actually. You're in eighth grade, you know, you're making shit up to make fun of people. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you're just going to be playing Tetris the whole time. Oh, you're not going to get any good games with it or anything like that. And all things considered, it was like, you know, Christmas break, you go on Christmas break, you come back. Yeah, I beat Super Mario Land, and then I just played Tetris until my thumbs bled. You know, it's crazy because, I mean, Super Mario Land came out at the same time. It came out at launch, and... You know, I might have spent like 2 days on that game, and then it was like Tetris as much as I can remember. I just couldn't stop playing it.
It was the business for a long time, man.
Yeah,
especially on the Game Boy. I mean, it came packaged in with the Game Boy, so everybody had it.
Everybody had it.
It's
like Wii Sports, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Didn't the Game Boy come out with Tetris and Super Mario Land? Wasn't both of them packaged in?
No. Super Mario Land was not packaged.
It was not. I just remember.
But
having
it was a launch game.
Okay. Because I remember having it when my parents got me the Game Boy. So I couldn't remember if it was packaged then or not. I love that Mario game, by the way. Like the whole last level was a shmup. It was great.
Yeah, yeah.
It was right. Really fun.
You were riding around on like a missile or something.
A spaceship or something, yeah. Yeah. It was really cool.
And the fireballs were no longer fireballs. They were like bouncy balls. They just bounced around the screen.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Interesting. So, interesting, diversion.
Yeah, I know. The whole game is classic Mario. And then in the very end, boom, different. It was cool.
Shmup.
Anyway, but yeah, I'm glad he brought up Tetris. That was really, really cool. And then he brings up Paper Toss, which is, I have Paper Toss on my iPod Touch, and it is fun. What it is, basically, there's different levels of difficulty, but the crux of the game is you use your fingers on the touchpad to, you know, you can use, you know, varying like speeds or varying like, you know, strength of the throw. You have a crumpled piece of paper and you have to make it into a wastebasket. And it's really, really interesting because you have distance to worry about. So you have to like worry about how, you know, hard you're throwing the crumpled piece of paper. But you also have to worry about the game that I played, it may be different for BB here, but in my game, there was a fan blowing. So you actually had to, you know, change your...
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, you had to change the direction of your throw based on the fan and then how hard the fan was blowing. Because
paper toss.
Paper toss, yeah. Fun stuff, man.
I was playing that today.
It's oddly fun. It sounds terrible. But like when you're playing, it's like, okay, I can probably play
it's addicting as hell.
Yeah, it's really fun. So, yeah, but anyway, yeah, I'm all about the paper toss.
Cool.
Faux show. Do we have any more VMs, man?
No, that's it.
That's it?
For question of the week, that was it.
Guys, that is it for me on the written mails, the handwritten
Anything else that we want to talk about?
And that besides some of the iPhone games that I already mentioned, like Peggle, Paper Toss. I'm trying to think of other stuff I have on here. Flight Control is ridiculously addicting. That's on iPhone as well. You can also get it on the iPad, where you're just basically directing traffic for planes.
Oh, I've seen
heard
that,
a lot of people that, playing yeah. that. Yeah,
yeah. It's actually a lot of fun. I'm terrible at it. Tanya's really good at it. I'm just god awful, but it's fun. And I, you know what? I do like a good game of Wii Sports Resort. As much as people like to bash it for, you know, being the casual king, and that's what, you know, got the Wii to sell. Well, I guess Wii Sports original. But that game, when you get some people in the same room, is fun as
it's
shit.
Fun. Yeah,
that
it's...
and Buzz. Buzz is, I love Buzz.
Buzz is awesome. Yeah.
I haven't played that. Yeah.
It's fun. If I can be playing, like, whatever game, and then if people in the same room are like, hey, let's play a round of Buzz, I'm like, let's do it. Let's do this up. It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
And you can play that for hours.
Yeah. We might have to play Buzz during Endless Fest.
We might have to. Have to be one of our future games.
And this Buzz. Oh,
sure.
I like that. Man, Chris, you're all about the slogans today, buddy. Man, I like that.
What was the other
that.
One that I had?
Endisguard.
Endisguard.
For Rican. Endisguard. Nice. But that's it for you, Jeff?
In terms of, that's my mute button cut off the first part of that sentence. But, yeah, for the casual games that I really spend, a lot of time on and will play them pretty much any time, so that's pretty much it that I can think of.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Travis, you want to go? Or you want me to go?
I'll go ahead and go. I mean, I'll be pretty quick. You know, we've mentioned Peggle and stuff like that. And I mean, that's probably for me recently the biggest one, of course. Like almost probably any hardcore gamer, Peggle's the one casual game they play. But played a whole bunch of Super Stardust HD when I first got that.
Nice.
It's easy to say it's not a casual game because it's kind of shmuppish. But for me, that's casual. You know, I'm your typical.
I can see that either way.
As me as your typical RPG, first person shooter or sports game guy, that game's casual for me. It's a game that I can just take 5-10 minutes and play, you know, a run through of, and I'll be done. You know, to me that's casual. I had a good time with that game, and the addition of leaderboards to me, and that's something we should touch on, because I think leaderboards take casual games a whole nother level.
Well, I think leaderboards have the opportunity to make casual games for the hardcore market.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think the casual market cares about leaderboards.
No.
Because, I mean...
But the hardcore market does, and that's what makes them play the... That's what will really get them to play them, I think, in a lot of cases.
I agree with that.
Nice. Cool deal.
Does Mario Kart count as a casual game?
Absolutely. I think so.
Anything on the Wii counts as a casual game at this point.
I did want to get, I mean, it's not what, something I played. I guess it's a list of things that I would love to play. Like, and I mentioned Tilt to Live. I really want to play that. Everybody's talking about it, and I really want to jump into it and see what the old...
Angry Birds. That's good, too.
Yes, yeah, I heard about Angry Birds a lot, too, as well. Aren't you just pooping on people?
No, you're pretty basically much slingshotting. It's kind of like a 2D version of Boom Blocks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're basically slingshotting different types of birds into blocks, and you have to crush these yellow pigs, or they're yellow, they're mm-hmm. green pigs, and you gotta like basically pop them all. They're like basically like balloons, and they have like obstacles all around them, and you have different kinds of birds. Like some of them fly out, that at a certain apex they burst out into three birds, and some of them go in there like a rocket. They go hit the apex and then shoot down like with a lot of force. And it's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And what else? I really want to play Risk Factions. Like a lot of people that just came out like a couple of weeks ago, and I have so many people saying jump on the Risk. Like, it's apparently really good. But I've never been a Risk fan. That's why I've never jumped on. Like, I've never... Actually, I say a fan, but I've never played Risk before. So, I don't... That's why I've been kind of like, you know, a little standoffish on buying it, you know, day one. But apparently it's good. So... But Chris!
One of the iPhone games that I was going to mention that I'm interested in, but I haven't actually tried is... And I've mentioned it to Jeff before. I don't know if he's tried it yet. It's a game called Crap of Defense.
Oh, you did mention this before. Yeah, no, I never.
It's a tower defense game, right? It's kind of like a tower defense game. And like all the visuals are like child hand-drawn pieces of paper that are torn up. And they like kind of march across the screen as little torn up pieces of paper. And like all the sound effects are people using their mouths to make sound effects like explosions and shit. And they're and shit like that. It looks hilarious, and it's funny because the way they advertise this game is they call it the worst game ever. And yeah, I don't know, just it looks really entertaining. And but from what I've heard, the game is actually coming out. It's been teased that it's coming out for PSP as a Paper Wars cannon fodder. So I'm hoping to hear more about that pretty soon. But more on like other games that I've played that one of the ones that wasn't mentioned that I didn't expect to be mentioned was Tetris Sphere for the N64. Did you guys ever play that?
No.
No? Oh, God. I don't know what it was about that game, but I just played it for hours and hours and hours. It sucked the life out of me when I had my N64. And then one that we mentioned last week during the email segment for DS, Meteos, was just an awesome, awesome game.
All right, yeah.
Very unique take on like the Tetris
Luminous, yo.
Yeah, it was made by the same people, right? But I just you matched up the blocks, and then all of a sudden they would like rocket off into the sky, and it was a very interesting game.
Dude, another game I think that is something I always laugh about and make fun of, but once I start playing it, I have to keep going. Is I can't remember what it's a snake game. Basically, you start off as like a little dot, and then you collect pebbles and get longer and longer.
It's
and
called
longer.
Snake.
Is it called Snake? I was like, that or Nibbler. I'm yeah, not sure if they're like the same shit, but yeah, okay. Snake, that's it. Fun game.
That's Snake awesome. Game. What was it called?
That's like some of the most basic fucking like cell phones and shit back in the day.
The Nokias, yeah.
Yep, exactly.
And then just along the same lines as what Travis said with Super Stardust HD, I was going to say Everyday Shooter.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a fantastic game made by one guy, and it's just a
I
lot of
call
fun.
It casual, though.
Yeah, it's really not. It's the same type of casual.
It's like niche,
as,
dude. That's like
yeah. It's the same type of casual that Stardust would be, I think. And but yeah, I think yeah, okay, you're right. It is very niche title. So.
So casual is like Wii Sports Resort and everything. But
I'm looking
niche,
at like casual,
but,
like
but,
a game you'd
niche,
give someone.
But niche casual is like Super Stardust HD. I think we just made a
genre.
Did we just make
Sub-genre.
A genre, guys? Did we just create
we just did
a
that
genre
right here?
Holy shit! We just went niche casual in this
niche
bitch.
Niche casual.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Niche. I still say niche.
Niche.
I still say niche.
No. It's niche when you're describing something, but niche is the noun version of the word.
So. It's a very niche game.
Oh my god! Did I just make grammar?
Title.
Did I just create grammar?
You just made English.
Holy
just made
shit.
The English.
Greatest episode ever.
all right. That's all I got though. So unless you guys have anything to add, we could probably move on.
No, I'm good.
I miss Big Pete.
I'm about as casual as we get right now.
You're all casualed out?
Yeah. How casual is Big Pete?
Okay, so there's not a whole lot next week. On the 360, we have Darkstar 1 Broken Alliance, which is a space combat trading sort of game. Very, very underrepresented genre. It is based on a PC game called Darkstar 1, which is about 4 years old, I think. It's got decent reviews, so this one might be okay, probably won't be. But, you know, if you like that sort of genre, your choices are pretty slim. So, yeah, there's that. And the Summer of Arcade is kicking off with Limbo, which is a 2D black and white puzzle platformer indie thing. So, yeah, probably worth checking the demo out, but I haven't really paid that much attention to it, so we'll see how it is. And that's more or less it.
And that is more or less it.
Cool.
I was looking at, like, what was coming out besides that, and there's really nothing. I mean, there's nothing coming out on PS3 next week, nothing on any Sony platform. There's nothing coming out on 360 next week. Let's see. Wii is getting Trackmania, and that's it. And then DS is getting Trackmania and Samantha Swift and the Hidden Rose of Athena.
Swift? What the hell is that? It sounds like a porn star.
I have no idea. I think it's some kids' TV show or some shit like that. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, there's really nothing coming out next week besides what's coming out digital. So, stick to your Xbox Live games, man. I'm going to go with Limbo for my pick of the week.
Gotta go Limbo. How low can you go?
Sure. Limbo. That's look cool, sure. But I want to try the trial first.
Dungeon Fighter Online. Yeah.
Look, if you don't know that, download the Deathspank demo. Because
yeah, I'm going to jump on that. I think my money's going to go to Deathspank.
Very cool. All right, well, hey, Travis, why don't you take it back over and give us some emails?
If I have to. All right, well, this one comes up from Garen, it could be a soft G, I don't know. Garen 420, he says, "What up, Indus? Love the podcast. Listened to the latest episode, and I got to tell you, Travis, I got mad respect for you after this episode. ICP is awesome, and there ain't a goddamn thing wrong with having any of their songs on your playlist. If you haven't gone to see them live, do yourself a favor and go. They put on one hell of a show, but on to video games. Is Transformers: The War for Cybertron worth the price now, or should
That's the game I forgot to talk about. Anyway, go ahead with the email.
Or should I wait and get it when it goes on sale? Thanks for doing a great job, all three of you and Jason. You guys helped me get through my boring warehouse night job. Later. P.S., by the way, fuck you for Demon Souls, you sons of bitches. I hate you guys for that.
Nice. Thank you. High five.
Demon's Souls is an awesome game.
It is good.
And Fluffy Nuts disagrees. He said, because he posted in the thread, "I never picked you for a fan of the insane clown pussies."
Yeah, I saw that too. Love you, Fluffs.
All right, cool. I was with the War of Cybertron. I was going to say that's the game. I beat that. Over the week, I was playing.
Yeah, because
with
you said
lag,
you played
Life
through
a Gamer.
The Decepticon side, right? And then
yeah,
you went
the last
back
time,
the Autobot.
Yeah. So I basically completed the entire new game with Life as a Gamer lag on VGEvo. We played co-op, and the Autobots campaign is definitely way better than Decepticons. Cool. That being said, the last couple chapters of the Autobots campaign is ridiculously frustrating to the point where it's like bad boss design, where it's like you're getting hit by everything left, right, and center, and it's basically hit this bullet sponge till the energy bar is gone, and then hit this bullet sponge till the energy bar is gone, and then hit this bullet sponge till the energy bar is gone, and it's that for like three main fights kind of like in a row. Ugh. And I was kind of like, oh my god, when is this going to be over with? The ending was kind of meh, except for the whole, they do something really cool at the ending, which isn't spoiling anything. If you don't want to buy the game and you want to see what they do with the ending, just watch the game trailer's review. Because they kind of show what they show at the ending, which I thought was pretty cool. But yeah, dude, it's a good game. I'd say definitely above average for what it is. But again, unless you're a super Transformers like fanboy, it's probably not worth picking up for $60. You might want to wait for a price drop.
Right.
Because it's not that long. And
I haven't played it, but from what I've heard from other people, I think I would agree with that statement.
Even if you're a diehard Transformers fan, because that's what I keep on going back to. Like, as a gamer, you're not a big Transformers fan. As a gamer, yeah, this is kind of like a bargain price, you know, action game. But if you're a diehard Transformers fan, you grew up with it, like, it's Transformers is, it's has always been in your heart. I think that game's like for me, the 24 game, all right? The game's not good, but it's so loyal.
Didn't you
to
buy
the,
it like three times?
It's loyal to the show. So yeah, I bought it day one, and I've never like, you know, regretted that purchase. Like, I love the game, but yeah, and then I traded it in. I bought it like three times. So like, you know, I think if you're a huge fan for War for Cybertron, I can see how fans of the show and fans of the toys will be like, okay, this game is great.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. That's basically
absolutely. So I think it comes down to that.
The game is fan service. I mean,
it's Activision about. And it's licensed. Chances are it's going to be pretty cheap within a couple months.
Agreed.
So. Right. All right, cool deal. Continue. Well, moving on.
Right.
We have our good buddy, good friend of the show, Dane Goddard, Mr. Cracker Jack.
Hey, he's coming to Yaris Fest, too.
Yeah, Mr. he Wieners. Better be at the Yaris Fest. He better be there.
Yaris Fest.
He says, sup, guys. Cracker Jack here. Just got to the part of the last episode where you were talking about MMOs on consoles, and the only one that anyone could think of was Final Fantasy XI. Well, how if Sony or Microsoft were to put one of their consoles... Oh, well, that would put one on their consoles that it would probably have to be a first party, and that there wasn't much interest in console players in MMOs. I, for one, am solely a console player and have a huge, huge interest in MMOs, which stems back to a little first party game on a PS2 that you didn't mention called EverQuest.
EverQuest, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think we ever said, like, we weren't talking about what games have been on a console. We're saying which ones have relatively done okay.
Yeah.
EverQuest failed big time.
Yeah, right.
PS2.
Well, he continues on. He says, it obviously was out on PCs for quite a while before coming to the PS2, but when it came there, it changed my perception of the genre. It was the best thing for me during college due to the fact that my crappy computer had a hard time even running solitaire. And the fact that it was a huge time sink. I might be one of the few people who liked the game. Obviously, it was more than me since they had a sequel in EverQuest Frontiers, but I know that my roommates and I played the hell out of it. Anyways, I just wanted to give a shout out to EverQuest and EverQuest Frontiers, and I'm still holding my breath that Sony will come to their senses and come out with an EverQuest game for the PS3. And he finishes up with Yaris Fest, the deuce.
Nice.
Yaris Fest.
All right, the best thing to ever come out of EverQuest is Champions of Norrath. I'm just going to say that straight out. I mean, I didn't actually play through EverQuest, but you know, from what I've heard from other MMO players, it wasn't fantastic. So, but yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be against seeing it come out on PS3 as well, but I would love to see a new Champions game, cuz all of the dungeon crawlers that they've made since Champions have been shit. All the Untold Legend games, they've all been crap.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I played the PSP one, the original PSP Untold Legends, and I had fun with it. But, like, the PS3 version of Untold Legends that came out, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. So, I would really like to see another Champions of Norrath, that's for sure.
Okay. All right, well, the next email comes from a brand new listener all the way from Germany, guys.
Hey, cool.
We're keeping it international. I like it.
Sorry for
your
soccer team or football team, by the way. I was cheering for them.
I was too, actually.
No, seriously, I was rooting for them. And,
I was too. He says, hey, Indus. This is from Sebo, by the way. He says, hey, Indus, guys. I'm a new listener, and after listening through the last couple of episodes, I subscribed to your podcast RSS feed because Android is the shit immediately because you guys rock. I'm a big fan of PlayStation, so now start guessing how I found you guys. besides that, you are awesome. So awesome that I cut out the longest "who gives a shit" that I found in the last episode, and I use it as a sample on my own podcast. Wow, nice. I'm going to cut into this real quick. Obviously, his podcast is called Play Bash.
Playbash. So,
all one word, Playbass.
Does he give a URL
lowercase?
I do not see a link or any type of URL. So, Sebo, next time, dude, send us a link and we'll pimp your shit, dude. You're talking to us. We love you, man. We'll help you out. But yeah, check out Playbash, guys. Look for that on Google or something. Anyway, he continues on. I was trying last week after listening to episode 135 to get Dungeon Fighter, but I can't play it because it is region locked to North America. And
there
the website
of
that Nexus told me
proxies.
That.
Sorry.
Yes, that
there
after.
Have been people that went through proxies to get to the game.
Exactly. Nexus told me that after I signed up and wanted to download the client, that sucked. So, I have to wait and hope that this game comes to Europe. It's hard because it sounds like a really cool game. I know that that the solution is the proxy, but I'm just a little too lazy. But I have a question for you guys. I have a question for you guys. I've heard that some of you all have 60 gig PS3s in use. I bought a broken one and replaced the broken Blu-ray drive. And it's running fine now. I'm just wondering about the temperature of this thing. When I put my hand on the machine, pretty damn warm.
Yeah, sucker runs hot, man.
Yes.
The what? It does. Oh, it runs PS3?
Yeah, the old school PS3s.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. The right hand side underneath is ridiculously hot. Like,
yeah, that's
retarded.
Something you have to
it's
deal
not
with.
Just you.
It's not, yeah, it's not definitely just not just you, man. It's
got
hot.
One of those
it's
got one of the big ass 90 nanometer chips in it, and it's just, it runs really fucking
and
hot.
The power brick is inside the damn thing.
Right, so. And the AC adapter's inside. So.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay, go. I'm sorry. I'll do this when we finish this podcast. His podcast. When he finishes email.
Okay, cool deal. Well, anyway, he does finish up and says, thanks for the answer. Keep up the good podcasting. Sincerely, a guy who probably can't come to Indusfest the Deuce, Sebastian. But P.S., he throws in a little bit of information in the vein of the question of the week. He says, my casual game that sucked my time away was Tamagotchi. Back in the day, I got a Tamagotchi, but hey, what do you want more? Feeding this little piece of shit. Which takes a shit every couple of minutes. You have to clean it up every time. If not, it's going to die. But why? I mean, is it eating its own shit and then it sees heaven's door caused by an infection? I don't get it. Yeah, nice. I've wasted every minute in this plastic damn thing, and I've gotten nothing except for aggressions, maybe. Cool. Yeah, Tamagotchi's old school, man.
That is old school. That's really old school.
So.
All right. It's all in German. But playbash.blogspot.com. That is the I think I'm pretty sure that's him. That is his podcast's address.
Oh, so I'm assuming now the entire thing's in German though.
Yeah, it's I'm pretty sure it's all in German. All the text is in German. So unless you speak German, but hey, we pimped you anyway, man. I'm trying.
Yay! The next one comes from Jeff's best friend, Mike PSN08. He says, hello, you distractive guys. First, I am sorry I did not mention Jeff in my last email. Honestly, I do want you, Jeff, to go to the next E3 in 2011 with the rest of the guys of Indus so you can be a part of the group and meet all the other podcast people like my good friend Scott from The Goo. Fuck that guy. My one question is for Chris, what did you think of Ease games that are soon to be released on the PSP? Chris, Ease?
I got to check them out at when we went to go and we had an appointment with Exceed, so we got to check all three of them out, and I'm really impressed. I'm glad that they're bringing back the old school one with Ease Chronicles. They're bringing back 1 and 2. With the original gameplay of 1 and 2, where you didn't have to actually swing a sword or anything, you just ran into the dudes and they died. I know it sounds like lazy, but for some reason it's really fun. But E7 looks great, and I'm looking forward to playing them when they come out.
Cool, nice. Yeah. Well, Mike PSN08 has another quick question. He says, now a question for all of you: do you think Sony could make an application or an emulator for us all to download and play PSP games? I'm assuming he means on the PS3, because he says, I truly love to play PSP games on my big TV since I had to sell my PSP 3000 and my games. Well, talk to you all later, and I will try to make it in the next contest of the month. Your buddy, Mike PSN08. Dude, you're preaching to the choir, man. But, I mean, there's tons of things that we want from PlayStation to put on the, you know, PSN that we can play on our TVs, like PS2 games, which I would rather way before PSP games, personally.
Yeah, I would too.
So, Sony, work on that first.
Unfortunately, I have a feeling that we'll never see that. You know, besides the minis, I think the minis are going to be the most that you see out of, you know, games that you'll be able to play on both PS3 and PSP.
Mm-hmm.
So I think mainly because they make their hardware so different.
Mm-hmm.
Each system has had the hardware of the system before it. Like PS2, it played PS1 games because it had the PS1 hardware inside it when it first mm-hmm. came out. Same with the PS2 or PS3 when it first came out. It had the PS2's CPU and GPU in it.
Right.
And, you know, they pulled the CPU out and they emulated it with the cell, but they left the GPU in. And that's why some of them were like Europe. That's why it had software-based compatibility. And now they pulled out both chips and we're not seeing anything. I'd love to see them do it. I think they can. I think they can do it. It's just a matter of if they're willing to spend the capital to do it. I'm not sure they are.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen at this point. No.
Yeah,
I think it's too late now. I think it's
unless they throw it up there for down. Well,
I don't think it's too late.
I think they're going to capitalize on like after the God of War collection. I think they're going to put out the.
Yeah, they're going to start doing.
They're
going to
do the Ego and like
they're doing the Sly Cooper collection now.
Exactly, they're going to put the best-selling games out there in the collections and charge $30 for it.
Yeah,
which I don't mind. At least they're giving us an improvement, right? So that I can deal with that.
I love that, and it's great. I mean, I was going to before you mentioned it, Jeff. I was going to say that seeing how well God of War sold, and now they're giving us more stuff, and possibly even the Ego collection coming up.
Yeah.
And Jeff said that
there was an online retailer somewhere that actually listed that, the Ico collection.
Right.
So, I mean, mm-hmm.
I
think it's a good bet that's coming out.
Even something that you added on just now, Jeff, that I didn't even think about was that it's improved. It's not just, okay, here's PS2 games.
It is on a
disc. Here's ported PS2 games via PSN, albeit that would be great to have. But, okay, here are the best PS2 games in a collection. And guess what? We're going to up-res them for you. I honestly would rather that. So I'm kind of pleased.
All the
PS2 games that I want, I kind of have on disc already. You know? Kind of have them. So I kind of like the direction they're going. Because I've never played Eco, so I could either, you know, go out and, you know, try to find it. It's pretty rare. You can go out and try to find it.
That.
Yeah. Or I can wait a few months and get it up-res, you know, in retail. I will pick the latter. Every time.
I would do the same.
Yeah. Cool deal. Well, good email, Mike. Appreciate
Especially if they can put Shadow of the Colossus in 60 frames a second in high def.
Please. Awesome. Oh, my God. That would be awesome.
That would be incredible.
Yeah. Well,
I would be happy.
Well, guys, that's it for me, man. We are cleaned out. We have more emails, but we're going to push them to the mailbag.
But I do have one more thing.
Uh-oh.
It's time for another edition of...
I blow my load hard and fast like Godzilla. And when it's in your face, they call me Ho Killer.
What?
Random questions from Aces Hoffman. Yeah.
Hey guys, this week I want to know, when was the last time you accused someone of doing something they actually didn't do?
every day, I'm sure.
Every day.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, God. Accuse someone of something they didn't do. I have no idea. I have to think about that.
I literally did something that, like, just from the last couple of days, like a bad one, but I can't freaking remember it. Oh my God,
Jeff, you've actually told us stories about how like you thought someone had like stole your game or something like that, and then
you
ended up finding it or something. So yeah,
like when the people who came to fix the leak in our apartment. I totally thought they stole my PSP games, and then as I was just moving everything around, I found them underneath. Like, they still fucking piled a bunch of crap on them. I found it there. I thought someone who came to my house stole my Wii Nunchuck, and then subtly asked him, like, on the phone, like, "Have you know, we were playing Wii the other day, and, you know, do you remember where you put the Nunchuck?" He's like, "No, I don't know where we put it." And then, like, a week later, I went and bought another one, and a week later, I found it, like, in a random crate somewhere, which was weird, because... I don't know how it would have got there. But yeah, those are the last two that I can remember. And those were both within the last, like, well, the PSP game was like two years ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. But the Wii Nunchuck thing was probably like a year ago, not even 7 months or so. But I'm sure there's been more,
I
for
can't
sure.
I think of anything.
Like little things. At Ace work, is, I'm sure there's tons.
Ace, you're giving us these deep questions, man. Like, I've been drinking. I don't know.
I need to start listening to these beforehand. So
yeah, I know, right?
You guys know we can prepare, you know?
For real.
I really can't think of anything right now.
Trying to think. I'm really trying to dig deep, and nothing's coming. That's what she
I know
said.
I've done some like recently, just like something minor.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've had the opposite when a friend blamed me for eating his beef patties. My old roommate. Well, this isn't recently, but I came home. We all went to like the bar one night, and I came home, and him and his girlfriend were at the kitchen table eating beef patties with like a slice of cheese on them, or whatever. And I was like, "All right, guys, I'm going to bed." And they're like, "All right, see you tomorrow." And like the next day, I get home, or I was home, woke up, did whatever, came back home. And there's a note on the fridge being like, "Jeff owes Corey 2 beef patties and 2 slices of cheese, blah, 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 all this stuff." And I was like, that's hilarious. So I waited for him to get home, and he's like, I'm like, so look at this note. And he was like, yeah, man, he ate my beef patty cheese. I'm like, actually, no, dude. I came home. Remember, you and your girlfriend, who will remain nameless at this point, because, well, not that she listens, of course not, but whatever. We're eating them at this table, and then you actually offered me one. I said, no, I'm going to bed. And he's like, he thought about it for a second. He's like, oh, shit, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Oh, that's right, because I wrote on the thing you put on the fridge, I'm like, actually, your drunk ass ate them yesterday with your drunk girlfriend. Corey owes Jeff 1 big apology. He's the one who...
Nice.
Yeah, I'll remember that forever.
Cool. All right, well, is that all we got then?
That's it, man.
Let's do question of the week.
Yee.
Let's do it!
All right, next week we are going to be talking about villains.
Woot.
We want to know who your favorite villain was. Someone that was like really dastardly, but for some reason his
you
personality was funny and you thought he was cool. And then one that you really hated, like the entire time you were playing a game, all you could think about was getting your hands on this guy and kicking his ass or beating the shit out of him or killing him or something like that.
So, it's a twofer.
It's a twofer. We want to hear your favorite villain and your most hated villain. So, answer the question of the week. You can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's like Leap, but it's kind of not.
You can also get us on Google Talk or Google Voice, and that is interactivedistractions@gmail.com. I'm going to say this only because I know that there's people that are international that can't actually, you know, because of long-distance charges, they can't dial our number. Mm-hmm. Our Skype voicemail is active again. So interactive distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
Yes. So we're going to be doing both of those now. Let's see what else. Twitter. Yes, we are on Twitter as Indus Podcast. And individually, we are Indus Chris, Indus Jason, Indus Travis, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
Jeff.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then we have, let's see, Cast Medium. We were talking about that last week. Go check us out over there and leave a comment. We'd appreciate it. And we also have a Facebook group, which is Interactive Distractions Podcast. Let's see. Anything else we need to do before we wrap up?
Ooh. Can I make my announcement?
Do it. Go.
Do it up,
go.
Man.
It's been like weeks in the making and everything, but I pretty much got the okay. We're finalizing everything within the next 7 days. But Madden 11, since Drew Brees is on a cover with the whole Saints Super Bowl victory, they're doing the Madden release party in New Orleans. They're calling it Madden Gras. It's going to be great. Madden Gras in August 9th, for the big release, and I'm going to be covering it. What? Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff, guys. You know Drew Brees will probably be there, right?
I know. That's why I want the next week to hurry up so we can go ahead and finalize everything to see just how good we can get. The original plan right now, the original plan as is, unless they say we can't do anything, is to do video interviews. I have a buddy of mine who's going to help out and be my camera guy, and we're going to try to get some good interviews, some good shots, just, and maybe even get a little drunk, because I hear at these things they have free booze, so I'm really excited about that, too. And a chance to, you know, go home and see some family. So that's really fun as well. So
yeah, there you go.
We're really looking forward to that. It's going to be a good time, and hopefully get some good things out to you guys. So you can kind of like, we can kind of get in the belly of the beast of, you know, what a big gaming release party is, because you don't really see that too much. So we will see what we can, and I'll update you guys as more information comes our way.
Very cool, dude. Very cool. All right. Is that all we got?
That bees it.
Alright, well, let's get the fuck out of here then. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. We would very much appreciate that.
Yes.
And if you're on iTunes or if you're on Zune Marketplace, leave us a review. We would appreciate that as well.
Please.
Yeah. Alright, so thanks a lot. Until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I am Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.